Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a sunny Super Saturday from here at the Galleria in White Plains, the Galleria Mall. And we're here for Sneakerhead 2017. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy at the Endpoint Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. That's Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my very first guest leading off our event today, and it's a pleasure to be joined by Tom Miles. He is the general manager here at the Galleria, which is hosting this wonderful event. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you guys showing up, and certainly the amount of excitement that is going to be generated today by the sneaker event.
Now, you said you've been general manager for a very short time, only 6 months. Before that, you were at the Westchester. From what you know here about what's going on, this could very well be the largest event that we've seen at the mall?
This mall is 38 years old, opened in 1979. And this is the largest event that has been here for years. And certainly the first and biggest sneaker event that we've had. The sneaker event is really something that we're looking at as part of the future, because this property in particular is very strong in sneakers and related items. So getting into the sneakerhead environment here has really been part of what we see as getting integrated into the community. So it's big. This is a trend that's going very, very large worldwide. Sneakerheads are you know, all around the globe, and especially here in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. So we're excited to be here. We're excited to provide this as a venue for these guys to come out and show their wares. They're buying, selling, and trading, and there are some truly unique specimens out here today.
Really, we're talking about any size, any shape, all brands. They're all represented here today?
Yeah, we really are. When you walk around, you'll see the assortment on the tables. There's the names that everybody knows, the Jordans, but there are some very unique, very one-offs that you'll see that won't have the Adidas or Nike brand on them. So it's truly an international bringing together of very unique footwear.
Now, you're using two of the floors here at this large mall. But again, we have a lot of vendors represented for those of you who are interested in coming by here today, and you're going to see all kinds of varieties here.
Yeah, that's correct. We've got over 75 vendors that have multiple tables, and you'll see that on each one of the tables are stacks and stacks of footwear, and each one of them is unique in its own way. And the prices vary. The prices can be, $50, $60, $70, all the way up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. So there's truly some really unique specimens on the tables here.
Yeah, just looking around here, I mean, in fact, there's a lot of active buying and trading and selling going on as we speak. As a matter of fact, I mean, as far as the turnout, I was talking to somebody earlier that the typical traffic for the mall is 25,000 in a day, not a week, a day. This could top that amount.
Oh, this will absolutely top that amount. Saturdays usually run about 25,000. We anticipate, because of this event today, that we'll be somewhere up in the 35 to 40,000 person count. So it's a big event, not just for the shopping center and our community, but there's people that have been in their cars for 3 hours, 4 hours, from all over the place, as far away as Pennsylvania, to get here. The sneaker event is rotating. There's typically one every week or one every 2 weeks in the region from Massachusetts all the way down to New Jersey and to Pennsylvania. And a lot of these guys are on the regular route that they go around from location to location. So a lot of these guys know each other. This is a regular Saturday bit for them. And they're excited to be here because this is a new venue. We're excited to have them because it brings a whole different level of merchandise to the property.
And I would think a lot of level of excitement that perhaps the other events might not have. It's just so unique doing this kind of an event.
It is unique for us, and it is unique for shopping centers, because they usually, there was one in Connecticut last weekend, Stamford. And that was at, you know, kind of a smallish venue. And it was a nice place, but it really didn't have the cachet that it has when you put it into a shopping situation like this. And remember, these are, there's these sneaker events that are going on all over the world. I was looking last night for any other events that were going on in the area, and the closest one that I could find is in London. So it's, you know, for today. So they are happening with frequency. It's increasing frequency, and they're getting bigger and better. This is absolutely a cult following that these sneakers have, and you'll see that as you go to Foot Locker or Foot Action, and you know, you'll see that Nike has a release every few months, and you'll see the lines that are outside of these sneaker stores as you would see them outside Apple for the new Apple phone, something like that. So it really is catching on. And if you look around, the crowd here is the very young to the not so very young. I mean, there's some guys here that have some gray hair. So it is something that, you know, crosses the line of just about every line.
Yeah, so for the old, for the young, yeah, there really is something in it for everybody. And as we're airing this right now, Tom, this goes on till 4 o'clock, I believe.
It does. We're on till 4 o'clock. We open at noon, so we just kicked it off. It looks like it's well attended up to this point, and should gain steam as we get into 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock hours. The frenzy really is as we're about to close. To be here at 4 o'clock is really going to be something, because that's when everybody has been around and they've seen the sneakers that they want. You know, the guys that brought the sneakers really don't want to take them home with them. They want to move them. sorry, and the and that's when the frenzied trading starts. So that's the time to really be in the building and watch the mayhem that happens.
Well, if this turnout we're seeing at the very start is any indication, this is going to be an incredible day.
Yeah, we're excited. This is, like I said, this is the first event that we've had of this magnitude, the first sneaker event. I was talking to our marketing team yesterday, and based on the response that we've gotten up to this point, this we'll do this more frequently than annual. So if we do this twice a year, three times a year, I think that's pretty much in the cards.
Sounds like you have a new tradition developing here.
Yeah, we really do. And it's great because, you know, it's part of the new direction of the property. The company that I work for, Pacific Retail, bought the property in September. I joined in November, and we've been looking to you know, kind of rebrand the center. And this is one of the ways that we're reaching out to the community and really, you know, pulling people in and saying, listen, this is the center of White Plains, and we really believe that.
All right. Tom Miles, thanks so much for joining us. It looks like this is going to be a great day. Congratulations on getting this event here. Many, many more, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming by, and hope everybody enjoys themselves today.
Indeed, we certainly are. That's Tom Miles again. He's general manager of the Galleria Mall here at White Plains, hosting this first 2017 Sneakerhead event, and he said it's going to be probably the first of many to come. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from here at the Galleria for Sneakerhead 2017. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have many more guests lined up, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a super Saturday here from the Galleria Mall in White Plains. We're here for the first of what we think will be many Sneakerhead 2017 events. And I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the day. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Warburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, he's actually one of the vendors, many of them here, about, I think, 70, 75 represented here at the Galleria for this first Sneakerhead event. He is Joe Rivera. He is the owner of Joe Shoebox, and they're located in New Rochelle. Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you, too.
Well, what are your impressions of this event? I know it's early on as we speak, but quite a turnout so far.
Yeah, it really surprised me when I came here today. I thought there was only going to be like 55, then I found out it was like 73 vendors in total. It's crazy.
Now, tell us some impressions of what is happening here, and tell us about what you're doing as far as buying and selling and trading. That's what they're basically doing today.
Yep. I got a booth. I'm mostly selling jerseys because I'm actually new to this whole sneaker culture. So I'm trying to see if I can maybe find some shoes, good deals, good prices, trade a little bit, and see what happens.
Now, we should mention, as I said, they're not just buying, trading, and selling sneakers. There are other types of athletic wear. We see T-shirts. You talked about jerseys, whatever you want. And I noticed some of them represented here, some from the NFL. You got an NBA jersey here and there.
Yeah. I have a lot of different sports teams, and I got a little bit Mets and New York teams. Yeah.
Now tell us about your particular business. How long has that been around?
I actually started it, I'm going to say 3 months ago. It's mostly an Instagram, Instagram business. So you guys can hit me up. I customize shoes, restore shoes, clean shoes at good prices and that. And I'm just doing what I like.
And I would think with an event of this magnitude, this will actually help maybe more traffic for your business. Just getting yourself out there. And I think that's very important in today's culture, as you mentioned, with social media, using Instagram like you do, getting the word out there.
Yeah, it's social media is a big, very impactful for a small business. That's Direct Kicks is here. Direct Kicks was an online business, started on Instagram. Now they're here with like six tables and their own store in Mamaroneck. So it's social media is very important.
We were talking with Tom Miles, who's the general manager of the Galleria, and we were told usually on a typical Saturday, maybe about 25,000 come here, which is quite a bit. They may be expecting more. So that's got to be really good news for your business, potentially, in terms of attracting a crowd.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of people come check out the booth and give them a little bit more information, a little bit more detail about what I do. Because people love customization in their shoes. It expresses what they want to put out to the world. That's why a lot of people love shoes, because it's an expression of yourself. So if you wear a flashy shoe, that means you're a flashy person in that. It's all about self. Trying to think of a word.
It's a freedom of expression, I guess, is what it is. Whether you're, let's say, the extreme athletic type, or if you just want a casual walking shoe. I mean, there's really something for everybody here, based on what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it comes like people love sneakers because it brings everyone together from different parts of the world, different ethnicities, social groups. It's just a good way to talk about sneakers, culture. It's a good way to make friends. I made like five friends in the sneaker con in New York City, which good friends I've made after that.
I would think it's a very good networking opportunity for all the vendors that are represented here.
Yeah, because it gives everyone, like you said before, a chance to get their name out, exposure, and stuff like that, and hopefully a lot of people benefit from this.
Now, you're out of New Rochelle, so, I mean, can they actually find you there? Is it a brick and mortar, or is it strictly online here?
Strictly online. It's at Joe Shoebox. In the middle, there's an asterisk, yeah. In the middle, so you guys can hit me up there. I have a couple things posted so far, and then you guys can just like DM me, and I'll see what you guys want to do on the show.
All right. So if anybody is listening and they'd like to get in touch with you, they're interested in your products. Let's say if they're not able to make it today, where can they go?
They can go to Instagram and type in Joe's Shoebox or Adelphio97.
All right. Well, Joe, good luck to you. Again, I really enjoy this event. Again, by the way, if you've just tuned in, this event goes till 4 o'clock today. So if you want to, you know, stop by Joe's booth over there or any of the vendors, you're welcome to do so, again, till 4 o'clock. And, again, they're expecting thousands. In fact, they're expected to come from all over the metropolitan area, not only Westchester, but also parts of New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. They're all going to be gathering here today. So if you're a sneaker enthusiast, this is the day for you. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Joe Rivera with Joe's Shoebox out of New Rochelle. But, again, you can reach him via Instagram on social media. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. We're here from the first Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017 from the Galleria Mall in White Plains. Again, come on and stop by. Come talk to us. We'll be here again for to the early afternoon today. The event itself, though, runs until 4 o'clock. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We have many more guests lined up, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio live on a beautiful Saturday here in downtown White Plains. We're at the Galleria Mall of White Plains for the first Sneakerhead 2017 event. They've come from all over the metropolitan area to attend this one-of-a-kind event, perhaps the biggest in the history of the Galleria Mall. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, he's another one of the many vendors here, about 75 or so represented at this wonderful event. He is Christopher Nichols. He is an employee with 203 Kids. They're located right here in White Plains, as a matter of fact, and it's good to have you on with us today, Christopher.
Yeah, good to have you here too, Jim. Thank you very much.
Now, your business actually hasn't been around for very long, so actually this is a really good time for you to try to build your business, right?
Yes, of course. And by that, we are having up a stand where we are selling our kicks right now to very many entrepreneurial people who are coming here just to see us and see our stuff that we're bringing. A lot of designer clothing wear is going to be here, a lot of good sneakers, you know, foam posits. We got Nikes, we got Air Maxes, Yeezys, everything that you would ever know and see at any type of sneaker store.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your booth up there. I mean, you have a wonderful selection of sneakers. I mean, just really, really cool looking.
Yeah. Right now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote more business. More people are coming down as we can speak, you know. It's really crazy right now. You know me, I'm the babe god. I'm wearing some bathing ape right now. So, yeah, you know, I'm just keeping it simple, man. Keeping it simple.
Now, you said this has only been around for just a few months. So you're just kind of starting it up right now?
Yes, just started up. So a lot of our stuff is pre-owned and used. But, I mean, they still come for a great turnout. I mean, you could still make profit either way. So, yeah, we're just pretty much trying to just get in there and get our money's worth.
I was going to say, I think really the purpose of this event, especially for all these vendors, including yourself, that's relatively new, to get your name out there, get the word out there, and try to drum up business for yourself.
Yeah, and for that reason, we are doing this broadcast right now. So, yes, please go and follow us on Instagram or Facebook at 203Kicks. And then also, please look me up. My name is Najee on Instagram. Thank you very much. And just, you know, please, support. Please, come out. There's a lot of people here with bright smiles and just good energy. We're all just trying to be here to give you a good time and help sell some sneakers.
What inspired you to start this? I mean, this 203 Kids, which you're a part of. I mean, how did it all begin?
I never really had my own business. I was always working for other people, and I just felt like now was the time for me to start up, build myself, build my reputation, and help my people come and get money, because we need some money.
Were you always interested in athletic wear and shoe wear? Is that why they wanted to start this?
Yeah, I mean, not just athletic shoe wear, more so like people like to call it tennis shoes. Tennis shoes is what they usually call it. The rappers usually like 2 Chainz and Nas and Jay-Z, all them. Yeah, they be like, oh, read it through my tennis shoes, got that new Nike glove with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it goes like something like that.
Again, these are a lot of, are like these new new shoes you're displaying here, or some of their used, are they look pretty new to me. I mean, really good condition.
Yeah, everything that I personally own is brand new. My associates, they're trying to make a buck off anything they can, really. But, you know, I'm always here to provide the best service. We have receipts that come with all of our sneakers, so you know where they're coming from, exactly where you're buying them from. And if you want to, you can source your own from that same website, overseas or out here in the States. But usually we like to get our shoes overseas, because even though it does cost a little more, we like to bring you guys what y'all want, and what y'all really want sometimes the States doesn't have.
One more time, if anybody has wants more information or are listening to this, where can they contact you again?
Right now they can contact me at Najay at Instagram, or DopeJ_ at Twitter. And then also just hit up 203Kicks, and we will definitely help you out, guys.
All right, Christopher, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you. Have a good time, all right?
Yeah, thank you. You too, Jim.
Christopher Nichols joining us here on Westchester Radio. Again, Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Sneakerhead 2017. Could be the first of many, we're told, at this wonderful event. And again, they're expecting a turnout perhaps of more than 25,000, because they're coming from all over the metro area. You name it. Westchester, New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey. They're all coming here to the Galleria for this wonderful event. It goes until 4 o'clock if you're interested in stopping by. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live. We're going to step aside for just a moment. Lots more ahead. And we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. So stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Saturday here at the Galleria Mall of White Plains. We're here for the first Sneakerhead 2017 event, as they've come from all over the metropolitan area to join in on this one-of-a-kind event, perhaps the biggest the Galleria has ever seen. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, we're at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, one of the many vendors represented at this event today. He is Ben Swiatowski. He's from New York City, and he is with a company called NYC.Sample. Ben, good to have you with us today.
Yeah, pleasure being here.
What are your impressions of this event? We're expecting a tremendous turnout. Your thoughts on that?
It's great to be here, and I've never been to any type of sneaker convention, and this is my first one, so it's a pretty big turnout for today.
Now tell us about what you do, NYC.Sample. How long has it been around, and what do you exactly sell?
So I started getting into sneakers about a year ago, and especially the Yeezy culture and the Jordans. And I've been doing buying, selling, trading for about half a year now. So I'm just getting new to this.
So you had an interest early on, and now coming here to this event, this is an opportunity to really get your name out there.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
And can you tell us some about the products that you're displaying today that people might be interested in as they come by? Again, by the way, this goes until 4 o'clock today if you're in the neighborhood, but tell us what's displaying here.
So I recently started doing sample work and the sampling of shoes. So today I have some like exclusive shoes that not many people have, and that's what I'm looking for. Like, tell people about like how companies make samples, how they're sold, and stuff like that.
Are we talking about like athletic type of footwear, athletic shoe wear, any type?
Yes, mostly designer shoes, but they're stamped sample so that you know that they're coming straight from the factory and they're not mass produced, but they will be soon. But this is just like to show the process basically of like a first shoe and then the actual retail shoe.
What do you hope to accomplish from being here today when all is said and done, when this event is over?
Pretty much put my name out there and show people like what the sample gang is about. You know, what kind of culture and everything it is, because it's upcoming and people don't really know about it that much. And that's pretty much what I'm hoping to do today.
Well, again, if we'd not pointed out, we said there are going to be thousands coming here today. We're going to have people from New Jersey, New York City, of course, Brooklyn, Harlem, Connecticut, Westchester, all going to come here. So I'd imagine you'd be able to get some clients out from them, not just locally here, but outside as well.
Yes, of course. That's pretty much, you're trying to buy, sell, trade, so you have to meet new people, meet new clients. I mean, that's what's great about this place is that you get to meet so many people and, talk to them and buy and all that stuff. So it's great.
All right. So if anybody is interested in contacting you and want to learn more about your products, so where can they go?
You can either go on my Instagram at nyc.sample or just contact me through my Gmail at bnisonlol@gmail.com.
Ben Swiatowski, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for coming and have a great time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
You too.
Again, we've been speaking with Ben Swiatowski. Again, he's with a company called NYC Sample, one of the many vendors, about 75 we're told represented here at this first Sneakerhead event, which is going to draw certainly more. We're estimating more than 25,000. To put it in perspective, that is more than a typical Saturday here at the mall. That's how big it is. And again, if you're in the neighborhood, please come by. It's on till 4 o'clock today. I'm Jim Cleafield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Sneakerhead 2017 at the Galleria Mall of White Plains. We're going to step aside, and we'll be back with much more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Galleria Mall in White Plains on a beautiful Saturday. They come from all over the metropolitan area to attend this, the first Sneakerhead 2017 event, buying, selling, trading sneakers, not just sneakers, but really all kinds of athletic wear today. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends, tell your family, Westchester Talk Radio is the place to go. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, again, one of the many vendors here, he is Louis LaCarbonara. He is the owner of Direct Kicks. They're based in Mamaroneck, and he is joining us here on set. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Now, tell us, what exactly is Direct Kicks? What are you all about?
So basically, we're a buy-sell trade shop. We're located at 410 Mamaroneck Avenue in the village of Mamaroneck. We basically buy-sell trade anything from Air Jordans to Foamposites to Adidas, Yeezys, NMDs, Ultra Boosts. We thrive on having some of the greater prices. We have a full website, directkicks.com. You know, people bring in whatever they have. We give them a cash price or more store credit. So they just sell it to us or trade up for something else. So just kind of work the process, get rid of the stuff that's just collecting dust in the closet, and then get something new that you actually wear.
How long has this been around?
We opened the physical store in October of this last year. Personally, I've been selling for 4 years. I'm born and raised in White Plains. I went to school, Oklahoma State University, started selling out there casually, built a business, built a brand, gained. Well, now I have over almost 50,000 Instagram followers, and then just said, you know what, after graduation, I have to go home. I know I'm going to open a store. Let's just, you know, let's cater to more people. Let's make it a local thing, like a mom-and-pop kind of shop.
So when you started the selling, I mean, it wasn't under the name Direct Kicks. It eventually evolved into that title?
Yeah. So, you know, I started at the beginning of my junior year. I didn't know anything about sneakers. I kind of just said, you know, my grandparents owned Nicky's Pizza on White Plains. So I figured if I could sell pizza all my life, I could sell sneakers. So I put $1,000 up front, started selling casually the first few months. And then, you know, after 4 months of selling, I figured, you know what? Instead of worry about my personal brand, let's, you know, make an Instagram page and kind of just create a business. So I created Direct Kicks in 2013 on Black Friday. Just started selling more, you know, build a client base, get customer base, and kind of just shied off from there. I focused on the used market as opposed to the brand new market that other shops around the country would focus on. I figured, you know what, let me keep the price point lower for that average 13, 14, 15-year-old kid who might not be able to afford a $300, $400 pair of shoes, and they only want to spend $100 to $150, and it helps the parents out as well. So by doing so, I created a big following, you know, got a lot of hype, and I kept doing it for a couple of years in school. Graduated 2015, moved back home, and then from there, I was just trying to find the right spot to open the store. So I figured, with Mamaroneck, you know, it's the friendly village, and I figured, you know what, let's just take a shot, like my grandparents always told me, you know, you have nothing to lose.
So while you have that brick and mortar, and I think this has been a common theme, certainly for some of our guests already, like the use of social media, Instagram, again, that really something can really raise the profile of a business like yours here in this area.
Yeah, you know, with Instagram, you know, Instagram's kind of the next big thing. It's, there's more users on Instagram versus Twitter, which years ago was Twitter over Instagram. Seeing the product could draw someone in. And then, you know, just everyone wants to see what their friends are doing. So getting one person could lead to 10 potential customers. So I figured, you know, I want to get as many followers as possible, as organic followers. I want people to tell their friends. And now having the store, people come in and then, you know, they just walk in the app and they say, wow, we have a store. And then they follow on Instagram and just keeps racking up. And just, you know, keeps everything interesting. You know, people know where you are, you know, what they have, and kind of go from there.
So while you have that brick and mortar, again, social media is so important. Now, what do you hope to get out of this particular event today? Because this pretty much is, we can call it like an expo. I mean, a chance to not only get your name out there, but also your products.
Yeah. So, you know, with the show, I was kind of helping from the beginning, not really necessarily the beginning, from a couple months ago, you know, I wanted to be something special. I didn't want it just to be another sneaker show. I've done sneaker shows for the last 4 years, and, you know, a lot of people just go to buy, sell, trade. And White Plains, you know, had some shows in the past, but they kind of come and go. And being the gallery, it's a focal point of White Plains, you know, it has a lot of history. So I knew, you know, coming here today, I wanted to bring a wide selection of great prices. I kind of not only wanted to sell, I want to buy shoes. I want to be able to get people, tell them who I am, what we represent, what the store is about. And, you know, maybe lead to a potential customer down the line. I want people, everyone to know who we are. And then if they haven't been to the shop, let's get them to the shop.
Well, as we said at the top here, I mean, they're coming from all over the metropolitan area. I mean, not just Westchester, again, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, Harlem, Brooklyn. They're all here today for this first of what will probably be many of these sneakerhead events. But, again, this is a really good first opportunity for people like yourself to get that word out there.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, having this in the community, kind of like not even 10 minutes away from the store, is always a benefit, you know, especially with that friendly price of $25 a table. You're going to be able to get that, you know, the teenager who doesn't want to spend, you know, $50 to $100 a table at other shows that are also 30, 45, you know, to an hour away. So having the gallery and, you know, the backyard of White Plains, you know, we're going to get a lot of people from all over Westchester. And even, I know there's a lot of people from Connecticut, you know, upstate New York visiting today, too.
Judging by this turnout, I think you're certainly going to get quite a few people. Again, they're expecting more than 25,000. And we should point out to our audience, again, if you just tuned in, the event goes until 4 today, if you're interested in coming by. Louis, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you. Have a good time, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Louis LaCarbonara joining us again. He's with Direct Kicks. He's the owner of the company, which is based out of Mamaroneck, joining us here on set this afternoon. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Gallery of Mall of White Plains at the first Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017. We're going to step aside. We have much more to come, but we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so please stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Galleria Mall of White Plains on a beautiful Saturday as they've come from all over the metropolitan area to see this first Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And, as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. Please tell all your friends, Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Well, joining me now, my latest guest on set here on this wonderful day, he is Henry Mars. He's creative designer with DVT. They're located out of Yonkers. Henry, good to have you with us here today. What are your impressions of this event? It's incredible what's going on here.
Yeah, man, so far it's looking like a great turnout. We have a lot of people here. I see a lot of good smiles on their faces, so that means they're having, you know, good deals on, you know, sneakers, clothing, and it's looking like a great turnout, actually. I'm happy with this turnout so far. It's looking good. Good vibes, good energy. It looks nice. Definitely come out.
I'm definitely feeling it, for sure. I think it's only going to get better. What exactly is DVT? What is that all about?
Well, it's actually PVT, and it stands for private. We are actually a streetwear brand out of Yonkers, New York. A sneaker boutique as well, so we have our own storefront located in Yonkers. And what we do is, it's a lot of graphic designing. We do it for a lot of streetwear aesthetics, you know, so with the graphic tees, you have a lot of the snapbacks going on. And we actually try to get into cutting soles, which is actually garments, you know, that we put together ourselves. And, you know, we get it flying out from, like, different countries as well. So we really like to get down to it. And then we also like doing a lot for the community. We do a lot of events. We do a lot of, local artists. We usually do a lot of, like, events for them. If you're a local artist, designer, musician, we usually like holding events for people like that. You know, people who are trying to inspire their dreams and inspirations, you know. And we really try to help a lot of people out with that.
So how long has PVT actually been around?
So PVT has actually been around for only about 5 years now. This is actually our year now that we're actually starting to expand a little bit more, get out here. You know, we're starting to attend these type of events just to show face and show people what we have to bring to the table, you know?
And I would think an event of this magnitude really helps you get the word out there, increases your profile, and I would think gets you more traffic as far as business.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of networking going on here. Like I said, a lot of good vibes and energy. You see people from, you know, who knows from where they came. But we all came here and we're all here to work. You know, we're all here to, you know, network with each other. And that's, I feel like that's what you would need to get into. You know, when you're attending these type of events and stuff like that, that's something to look forward to, the people you might meet and come across.
Yeah, because we're getting people from all over the area, as we mentioned. I mean, New York City, Westchester, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Long Island. I mean, they're all going to be here today, so that has to be good news for you. So you can expand beyond the scope of the local area here.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Agree.
So what do you hope to accomplish when you leave here today? And we should mention it's, this goes till 4 o'clock for those of you who are interested in coming. But what do you hope to finally get out of this when it's all over today?
Well, you know, everybody came here to sell, you know, or to come trade, buy, all of that. But overall, I think our outcome here is just to meet the people here, you know, and meet a lot of these other brands and other stores, you know, that are really trying to get together and, you know, build this foundation here. So I think the overall outcome is just to see what everybody's doing out here.
Well, this is the first sneakerhead event, and we're told there's going to be many more of these, so I guess you'll be coming back for more, huh?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fact right there. That is a fact.
You heard it right here. All right. Henry Mars, PVT. PVT. That's in Yonkers. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck today, and have a lot of fun, all right?
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Henry Mars. Again, he's the owner of PVT. That's PVT, based out of Yonkers. Again, he's one of the many vendors represented here at Sneakerhead 2017. Again, that goes until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come on by. I mean, this is going to be going on for a while. If you're interested, buying, selling, or trading, just about anything or everything you can imagine, not just sneakers, but any type of athletic wear is available for you. Yes, even NFL and NBA jerseys, by the way. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the day, and again, it's Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Gallery of Mall of White Plains. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a wonderful Saturday here from the Gallery of Mall of White Plains. We're here for the first ever Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017. They've come from all over the metropolitan area to attend this first-of-a-kind event, perhaps the biggest in the history of the Galleria. They say it could be more than 25,000 expected for today. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you like, how about liking us on Facebook as well? Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Joining me now, my latest guest here for this one-of-a-kind event, she is Rena Patton. She is a sales associate with Vans Off the Wall. They're actually located here in the Galleria, is that not right?
Yes, that's right.
And tell us about what that's all about.
Well, we are Vans. We've been around since 1966. We make skater shoes. We make all types of shoes that are comfortable for children of toddlers all the way up to grown adults. Our shoes are, there's a huge variety for anyone, any colors, anything you could possibly think of. Right now, we're actually doing a special where we're having our customizations. If you come down to our table, if you go up to the store today, we're doing customizations with different prices. And then also, we have some really nice, neat new shoes in for the summer.
So we're talking about like walking around shoes, fashion, what kind are we talking here?
Oh, these shoes are fashionable and comfortable. We have some that are comfortable with ultra cush soles. They come very comfy. They're made for skateboarding, so they are very durable. They'll last as long as you need them to. We also then have our light shoes, which come with their, how would I explain this? They're super light, light on your foot, easy to pick up, easy to walk on. They have also the ultra cush sole. And then we also have our fashionable ones, ones that would come with any creative designs you can think of. And then if you want to create something yourself, you can do that with our customs.
Interesting. How would one go about actually doing that, creating that?
Oh, well, if you want to create a custom, all you have to do is go to Vans.com. And when you do, you scroll down to the bottom, click customizations. On that website, you can upload your own photos of whatever you want. You can even pick from the 30 to 40 different patterns that we have in colors. You can even go from customizing the eyelets, the laces, the tongue, even the band on the side.
Now, you mentioned this has been around for a very long time, 1966. I mean, it's roughly more than four decades, but what about an event like this, which is so unique, one of its kind? I would imagine that would help just get the word out even more and generate more traffic for you.
Oh, yes. We've definitely felt like we've been generating more traffic. People have been coming down. They're looking for these Jordans. They're looking for the Nikes. But they see us at the table, and they see something familiar. They see something they know. And that makes them want to look at it. They want to see that they can customize their own shoes. So we give them stickers. We tell them where to go, and they come upstairs. And they enjoy our clothes, and they enjoy our shoes.
Yeah, we should mention, I mean, it is called Sneakerhead, but don't think it's just limited to sneakers and athletic footwear. I mean, you can find pretty much any type of athletic wear. T-shirts, we've had some jerseys, some NBA jerseys are available. I mean, really, there's something in it for everybody. And again, I think yours is also particularly unique to this event.
Yes, I definitely agree. I feel like this this event that we're having today really reaches out to everyone, not just young men, but young women as well. There's so many people. I've seen so many young girls here who are interested in the sneakers, interested in the clothes. Everyone's looking at all the new things. It's a really good way to get creative and bring together a community.
So any particular type of shoe wear that people have been interested in from what you've seen so far from those who are attending today? It's early on, but if you have noticed any like particular item that's caught their eye?
Yes, I can say that the Yeezys have been catching everyone's eye. The old ones when they were made by Nike and even the new ones by Adidas now. Everyone is looking for them. Everyone's playing the crane game to get them. But I know another thing people have really been interested in are customs for Vans. People are really excited that they can create their own shoe.
Creativity. I mean, that means everything in business.
Of course it does. This is a day and age that we're in where the generation wants to just make something that's personal to themselves. They want to stand out. They want to show that they're different. They don't want to blend in anymore. And this customization allows them to do just that.
And not just the brick and mortar here at the Galleria, but social media, I would think, plays an even bigger role now in today's clientele.
Oh, of course it does. You would not believe the different types of people who, if a famous person starts wearing Vans, our trending will skyrocket through the roof and our sales will go up. It just depends on what people are wearing and what people desire to wear. But Vans does not go out of style. Everyone wears them. My father even told me he would wear them. They just don't go out of style. They're very comfortable and always consistent.
So can we say classic, never trendy?
Classic is always trending.
Well, again, if anybody wants more information, as I said, they can come to the Galleria. Where are you located again?
We're located on the third floor across from H&M.
And other than that, can they get you in touch, get in touch with you in any other way if they're not here at the mall?
Of course. You can always call us at, I believe our phone number is 914-948-1050.
Rena Patton, Vans off the wall here at the Galleria. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great time today, okay? Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, Rena Patton with Vans off the wall here joining us. She's a sales associate with that company. They've been around since 1966. They're one of many vendors here, about 75 at this event. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from the first Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017, from a Galleria Mall in White Plains on just a beautiful day. Tremendous turnout. Lots more expected to come today before it's all over. It's on until 4 o'clock today. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Galleria Mall of White Plains on a wonderful Saturday as they've come from all over the metropolitan area to attend this first ever Sneakerhead event, Sneakerhead 2017. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest. He is with the Galleria here at White Plains. He's Travis Dillon, Specialty Leasing Manager, and he joins us on set. Travis, good to see you. What an incredible turnout we see today.
Yeah, it's been a great afternoon, Jim, and I think it's only going to get better. It's been a very exciting event that's brought to the Westchester area, first ever in a mall. What excites me about this event is I do the leasing for the center. I work with local businesses, and there's quite a few of them here, and local entrepreneurs trying to get their product out and their name known. And these events give them the opportunity to do so, which excites me because that's one of my main priorities with the Galleria.
I was going to say, we'll be talking to John Thompson, who also was instrumental in this event, but how did this all come about here? This must have been long in planning, I would think.
We've been planning for quite a few months. John is definitely has a personal interest in this type of product and trade and buy and sell of the sneakers. It's a concept that he's followed for many years, and he was just, when we were at the beginning of the year trying to come up with some interesting events to do, we just noticed that nothing like this had ever been done in a mall. So he's been planning it, I want to say, for at least 3 to 4 months, the ins and the outs and getting the different names and the businesses in here.
Well, we've spoken with your general manager, Tom Miles, who's only been here for all of 6 months. And he said to me that the traffic that will probably be generated today is much higher than a typical Saturday here at the mall, which averages about 25,000. He thinks it's going to be more than that.
I would have to agree. I was here on our 25,000 visitor Saturday. It was another one of our events that John had put on with the hoops. Undoubtedly, when people say malls are dead, I don't think so. I think when we bring events that cater to our demographic and our local customers, people get excited and they come in. And clearly, as you can see, people are here, they're hanging out, they're spending money at our stores as well, and it's just an exciting time to be at the White Plains Galleria.
You make a very good point, because even in this era of social media, people are living on their smartphones, their laptops, whatever that may be. It's nice to know that we have an event like this where people can actually, you know, do face-to-face direct marketing in person, not just online.
Correct. Absolutely.
And again, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, it's not just sneakers. I mean, we call it sneakerhead, yes. But there's so many other types of athletic wear that you can buy, sell, or trade. Like I said, there's shirts. There's even some jerseys here, not just sneakers.
Right. We've got a new entrepreneur called C's up on our upper level by the in front of what will be one of our new retailers, Holy Guacamole, opening up July 1st. You know, he does this on the part time. He's trying to get his name known and his products out. He's very excited to be here, and we're excited to have him.
Well, we're excited to have you. We're thrilled to be here, and I guess this will probably be the first of many. Travis, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations and continued success.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Travis Dillon, Specialty Leasing Manager with the Galleria at White Plains, where we're broadcasting live from. The event itself, by the way, goes on until 4 o'clock, so you got some time to come and check it out. I recommend it. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We're expected to speak with John Thompson, who is among, as we said, instrumental in this event. We'll be back with more right after this. Word of interest. Stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Galleria Mall at White Plains. We're here for the first ever Sneakerhead 2017 event. They're going on all afternoon long as they come from all over the metropolitan area for this wonderful event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. You always can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest today, he is Cody the Creative, who is an artist, and he has a business that's basically online. It's called Create by Cody. Now, I'm looking at your card, Cody, and I noticed you designed some type of footwear. Is that what you're into, designing footwear?
Yeah. I'm really an artist more than a shoemaker, obviously. It really just started by me splattering some paint on my own shoes that I felt, you know, represented me. That would be different from most of the other shoes that all my friends were wearing. And I posted a picture of it on my Facebook, and people started going crazy for it. Everybody wanted a pair. So, you know, I've been running with that for about 6 months, and I do all kinds of shoes, leather shoes, mostly Converse and Vans because they're the easiest with paint. But I've recently gotten leather paint, and I can do any kind of shoe now, leather jackets, denim jackets, backpacks, I mean, anything. And you know, I've always been a sneakerhead, but I hated always following the trend. I'm really somebody who goes against the grain in just about everything that I do. And, you know, clothing is the most common way to expression of self. You know, what you wear represents how you feel, how you want to be perceived, you know, so... Yeah, okay, the Yeezys are cool, Jordans are cool, everybody knows that. I'm not denying it. They're cool shoes and they're popular for a reason. But what if you put something custom on the Jordans or something custom on the Yeezys that nobody else has? You know, now you have a one of one instead of one of 3,000 or 100,000 or whatever it is, you know. And it's just about being original, I think.
And I think artist, of course, means creativity. Creativity is very critical in business. And I think it gives somebody like you an opportunity to really think outside the box. And that sounds like what you're doing here.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely try to think outside the box. One of the things I do is, you know, people's logos. It can be as simple as that, or it can be as outside the box as the ones that are on my business card, which is like a, you know, splatter sneaker, which isn't a design you'd usually see on sneakers. So I'll go all over the place with it.
Like even fashion, let's say they want a particular design of a shirt, you can do that for them?
Yeah. I haven't, a t-shirt, I haven't worked paint on t-shirts yet, but there is fabric paint. So, you know, if you can draw the design, you can paint the design on whatever, you just need the right materials.
So a design, a logo, whatever you want to be creative with, that's what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just one of the avenues that I'm following. Obviously, it's the most relevant to what's going on right now. I work in film also. I'm working on a documentary. I do all kinds of things creative. I like it all. I find them all to be, you know, a different language, if you will, you know, to explain or express something.
Well, if anybody's interested in learning more about what you do, where can they contact you?
Well, the best way to contact me would be at Cody the Creative, either on Facebook or Instagram. Instagram is where I do most of my business. So Cody the Creative on Instagram, and the sneaker and hat and apparel page is Create by Cody. So you can find me at either of those.
All right, that's easy to know. Cody, thanks so much for joining us, and have a good time today, all right?
Thanks very much for having me.
Cody the Creative joining us here on set. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Galleria Mall of White Plains. I'm Jim Cleefield. We'll be going to take a short break. We'll be back with much more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Saturday here from the Galleria Mall of White Plains. We're here for Sneakerhead 2017. It's the first of its kind here at the mall. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, and J.P. McKell Pest Management, as well as Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. Please tell your friends, Westchester Talk Radio. But joining me now, my latest guest, the man who has been really among those instrumental in bringing this first event, the Sneakerhead event to the Galleria. He is John Thompson. He is Marketing and Business Development Director for the Galleria. John, good to have you with us, and what an incredible turnout we've seen today. I'm really impressed with what you've done.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very humbled and appreciative of the turnout that we've had today. We have vendors and guests from as far as Connecticut, Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, Harlem. A lot of support from the sneaker community, and we're just appreciative that they're out here celebrating this win with us.
Now, we were talking to Travis, and he said this was about 3 or 4 months in the making, this entire event. That true?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a labor of love.
What inspired you to do this? Because it's not just sneakers that they're buying, selling, and trading. A lot of different type of athletic footwear and even fashion designs, too.
Yeah, really what we wanted to do, so the mall was recently acquired by Pacific Retail Capital Partners in September. Before that, it had been stalled for so long, it kind of laid stagnant in terms of events and activations. And we knew that one of the things that we had to do when we took on the property was to really engage and interact with the surrounding community. And the great thing about the sneaker community is that it transcends race, ethnicity, age. I mean, a lot of our vendors are junior high school kids that are taking upon themselves to become vendors, to be sneakerheads, and be young entrepreneurs. And I've said this over and over today, the sneakerhead culture and even just trading, buying, and exchanging sneakers, it's the new baseball cards. So this is the new hobby, and obviously the kids have taken it a step further. They can tell you about authenticity. They can tell you about when the Jordan 1s were released. And they've taken it upon themselves to turn a hobby and a passion into something that they can turn into an enterprise of the young entrepreneurs.
John, even in this social media environment that we're in, I would think it's just as important, I mean, to have that face-to-face contact in person. And I think, and as our previous guest had said, the mall isn't dead. I mean, it's very much alive today, seeing by this turnout. In fact, they were expecting more than a typical day for the gallery, which is 25,000. They think it's going to be much more than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could, just gauging from the audience right now, you can blink and we've already hit 30,000. The great thing about the event is that it is from 12 to 4 p.m. today, and we didn't need to warm up. We started fresh out the gate with the strong crowd, and it's steady, and it says a lot about the surrounding community in terms of them wanting to have events that represent and mirror their interests and their activities.
And talking to Tom Miles, I think this is going to be so successful. He thinks there's going to be many more of these to come. This will not be a one and done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, anything that's great deserves a repeat. And really, it's not even just this. It's us doing our homework and finding what the community loves, what they can rally behind, and bringing it to them. And, I mean, this is just really a foreshadowing of things to come.
I think this is really, I think you're just scratching the surface with this event, being that it's the first time that it's been held in a mall like this.
Yeah. We pride ourselves really in Pacific Retail Capital Partners. We, as a portfolio, pride ourselves on thinking outside the box. And I know that can be a bit cliche, but when I tell you our portfolio really pushes the edge in terms of what's outside we like to bring in. So if it's activations and activities that happen and engage the audience on the outside, we want to bring them into our centers.
I'll tell you, I'm just very impressed with what I've seen. Again, this goes until 4 o'clock. John, you've done a fantastic job, and continued success to you, and hopefully we'll have many more of these to come.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say really quick, it definitely was a team effort. Everyone here at the center, at the Galleria, rallied behind this. We came together, and I think this is just a reflection of what it takes when you work together as a team. You know, to move a mountain, it takes one stone at a time, and we definitely came together and made this happen.
John, thanks for joining us. Congratulations, continued success to you. Well done.
Thank you. We're glad you guys are out here. Cop some sneakers.
We're happy to be there. Maybe I'll get some for myself. I need them. Thank you, John. John Thompson, again, Marketing and Business Development Director for the Galleria, joining us here for Sneakerhead 2017. I'm having a blast here. I'm sure many are, again, they're saying about 30,000. Now, to put that in perspective, that's more than a Knicks game, and that's pretty much we're getting into Yankee and Mets territory with that kind of turnout. That is very impressive. This has been Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting live all afternoon here from Sneakerhead 2017. And you wanted to add one more to us?
Oh, yeah. And really quick, I wouldn't be a millennial if I didn't say follow us on Instagram, Shop Galleria WP. Again, that's Shop Galleria WP on Instagram.
All right. You heard it right here. Thank you, John. We'll make sure they do that. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And as always, you can either download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleveland. Thank you so much for joining us. It has been a fantastic event. I've had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. We'll be back again next time. We hope you have a great weekend, a great happy holiday, happy Memorial Day. To our veterans, thank you so much for all your service and all you do. We really appreciate that. Well, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us at Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back again next time. Have a great day and make it a great week, okay? We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.